Welcome to Minnesota Homebrew, a music show featuring songs by those folks who proudly call themselves Minnesotans, whether they live here or not. I'm your host, Carl Enbehalm. For the next hour, we'll be playing everything from Bob Dylan to Bob Moskowitz. So kick back and enjoy Minnesota Homebrew.
Take a left on south by the KFC and the old gray house. Down the hill and around the block. That's the way to the Flat Top Barber Shop. Charlie greets you with the door, says, come on in. He don't care if your hair is thick or thin. Short on the sides, chopped on top. When you go downtown to the Flat Top Barber Shop, come on, stop at the shop. Flat Top, it's cool, but it's hot. You get a short on the sides, chopped on the top. At the Flat Top Barber Shop, styles may come, styles may go. It's the only style good old Charlie knows. And if you're having some hesitation, well, it's got two chairs and there ain't no waiting at the shop. Come on, stop. Flat Top, it's cool, but it's hot. You get it short on the sides, chopped on the top. At the Flat Top Barber Shop. I said styles may come, styles may go. It's the only style good old Charlie knows. And if you're prone to procrastination, well, it's got two chairs and there ain't no waiting at the shop. Come on, stop. Flat Top, it's a cool, but it's hot. You get it short on the sides, chopped on the top. At the Flat Top Barber Shop, he make your head just like a tabletop. At the Flat Top Barber Shop.
Welcome one and all to the first Minnesota Homebrew Music Show of 2019. Our first song was Flat Top Barbershop by Tim Hildebrandt. He's a singer-songwriter from Rochester, Minnesota. He's also the producer and engineer for his very own Camelback Studio and serves as the concert coordinator for the Harmony for Mayo concert series at the Mayo Clinic. You can find him at timhildebrandtmusic.com. Well, folks, it's the first Thursday of the month. That means all of the songs you hear tonight will be by members of the Minnesota Association of Songwriters. Up next, Larry Cease. Larry's first musical venture was with a group called Mortplank Four. In 1967, he joined Canois, an established Twin City group that had already recorded a single. Later that year, they opened for the Dave Clark Five in Fargo. In 1968, Canois appeared on the TV show Happening 68. Larry left the group in mid-68 and eventually joined the Del Counts, only to return to Canois in the spring of 70, and then the band relocated to Hawaii. In July of that year, they played a concert at Diamond Head Crater with Santana and Buddy Miles. Check that out. And later with Elton John, Yvonne Elliman, and Gypsy. After extended gigs in Anchorage, Alaska, and Detroit, Canois returned to St. Cloud and played a club gig there. In 2005, Canois was inducted into the Minnesota Rock Country Hall of Fame. Here's Larry Cease with Never Ends.
Mm-hmm. waiting for a plane. Saw your long blonde hair shining, your face behind the USA Today. I asked if I could borrow today's sports section. Your smile warmed me up like a summer day. Plane, you had the seat beside me. Thanks to the gentle hand of fate, we read the whole paper, solved all the problems of the world, and by the landing we were new soulmates. Feels so good to see you, 'cause you see through to the deeper side of me. Whenever you need a true friend, remember our connection. Between you and me, we'll never end. That flight was the launching of a long true friendship. The problems of the world could never end. When fate reached out and took away my blessings, the treasure of our friendship remained. Feels so good to see you, 'cause you see to the deeper side of me. Whenever you need a true friend, remember our connection. Between you and me, we'll never end. Now you've gone through a raging storm, you're still strong facing the wind. Forget the one who's always had your back. Hope you still open up and let me in. It feels so good to see you, 'cause you see through to the deeper side of me. Whenever you need a true friend, remember our connection.
Next up on Minnesota Homebrew, MAS member George Rothenberger. He's a singer-songwriter from Minneapolis. George has performed in bands for many years with fellow MAS member Jim Cadwell, currently with a group called The Weasels, and the two have co-written a boatload of songs. George says that he has copyrighted 27 of these songs, and luckily for us, he's released a studio CD of original songs titled South Side of Lonesome. Here's George Rothenberger with Looking Like a Million Bucks on MHB.
You had to go and do it. Just when I'm down on my luck, and you're coming round here looking like a million bucks. See you standing right there, looking so sweet, I swear. And you're looking like a million bucks. Yellow chiffon on your shoulders, looking a little old older, still looking, you're looking like a million bucks. We wind up this time of year, wishing you'd stay right here, and wishing you weren't so far or you weren't so near. It's heavenly having you near. Tell me if I got a prayer, 'cause you're looking, looking like a million bucks. Yellow chiffon on your shoulders, looking a little older, still looking, looking like a million bucks. Go for a drive, peeling out rubber on 55, laying a long black strip, looking back, feeling alive. Your party dress blowing in the air, look at you smiling with the wind in your hair, and you're looking, looking like a million bucks. Yellow chiffon on your shoulders, you're looking a little older, still looking, looking like a million bucks.
Well, up next on Minnesota Homebrew, he's a former president of the Minnesota Association of Songwriters. He's a member of ASCAP, the Minnesota Bluegrass and Old Time Music Association, and Songwriters of Wisconsin. His name is Wayne Hamilton. Wayne came originally from Virginia, and he surrounded himself by string-picking musicians, learned to play the guitar, and entrenched himself in folk music, even met Pete Seeger and Elizabeth Cotton, who inspired him to begin writing music. We're going to play a song here by Wayne Hamilton. This one's titled Qualified Reciprocal Blues. You're listening to Homebrew.
You know I'm crazy about you, baby. Want your heart, your soul, your brain. But you need to know more about me, so I just talk to you again. I'm having big trouble, baby. I'd like to put you in my shoes. Then you know just how it feels, these qualified reciprocation blues. Look at you, it moves me. I just love your lovely face. And you say you like me too, but you just got to have your space. I'm having big trouble, baby. I'd like to put you in my shoes. Then you'd know just how it feels, these qualified reciprocation blues. Respect your need for caution. You've been hurt by other men, but I'd like to get them out your head. This is now, hey, this ain't then. You got to take it slow. You ain't under nobody's gun. Just don't let it take forever, baby, 'cause we're missing a lot of fun. Thank you. just makes me feel so fine. But the way you feel is not so clear. You say it's gonna take some time. I'm having big trouble, baby. I'd like to put you in my shoes. Put you in my shoes. Then you'd know just how it feels, these qualified reciprocation blues. Then you know just how it feels, these qualified reciprocation blues. And you would know just how it feels, these qualified reciprocation blues.
Hi, Carl Ludbehound here for Minnesota Homebrew. Hope you're enjoying our all Minnesota Association of Songwriters evening. Up next, Kent Kester. Kent is a Northfield, Minnesota native who first performed on stage in the Northfield Boys Choir. Sounds like Gordon Lightfoot. And even sang for the President of the United States during the bicentennial. At age 12, he got a guitar and started writing songs, and to date has over 200 to his name. You can find him on YouTube, MySpace, and Facebook. Here's Kent Kester with Split Rock.
I may not see your face again.
A long, long while.
I may not see your face again for
a long, long while.
Split Rock is still fresh on my mind. November wind, must I decline? The big lake looks as peaceful as can be, but its icy grip is the talk of many men of sea. Before I go, won't you dear kiss me goodbye? I may not see your face for a long, long while. A long, long while. The fog banks crawl gently across the waves, just like the tears running down a face. Foghorn blows, and out of port we go. If I'll return, no one really knows. Won't you please let me live one more trip? Bring me through safely to the Atlantic. Safely to the Atlantic.
Please don't cry. I may not see your face for a long, long while. Please don't cry. I may not see your face for a long, long while.
Well, if one split rock song isn't another, let's do one by Greg Connor. Greg's from Savage, Minnesota, and he is a songwriting machine. He's produced several CDs to date. He writes songs in the folk, Americana, country, and blues genres. And Greg likes to challenge other songwriters to compose using a specific word, theme, style, phrase, and he helps us out on our songwriter challenges, always submitting a song. And even gave me the idea for our January challenge. And we've decided to hold our challenges the last Thursday of every month. So the next one will be Thursday, January 31st of 2019. And Greg suggested newness, new beginnings, new starts, whatever applies to that magic word new. So get your pens out and get out your instrument of choice and start composing your submission. Doesn't have to be in a fancy studio, just so it's as clean as you can get it. You can email a high quality MP3 to minnesotahomebrew@gmail.com, or you can upload it to our Dropbox or box.com accounts. Just reference Minnesota Homebrew Music Show. Here's Greg Connor with Split Rock Lighthouse. You're listening to Minnesota Homebrew.
Shine so bright, so I might finally see and pass you by.
Our next tune for the evening is titled Taking Back What's Mine. It's by Colleen Dillon. She's a member of the Minnesota Association of Songwriters. Her first CD is titled The One to Love Is You. It was released in 2016. It's chock full of melodious country and folk tunes that stick in your head. Here's Colleen with Taking Back What's Mine.
Seabirds flying overhead, fishes down.
Minnesota Homebrew, sharing news from the wonderful world of beer.
Our beer news for this show is from VinePair.com, produced by Tim McCurdy. It says the results are in and the country's leading cities for breweries have been revealed. According to data published earlier this last month by Brewers Association, Chicago is the nation's brewing capital, with 167 breweries across the city and suburbs. I would not have guessed that. Denver comes in second place with 158 breweries, while Seattle is a close third with 153. Taking the two remaining spots in the top five are San Diego with 150 and Los Angeles with 146. Despite being the most populated city in the U.S., New York could only manage sixth place on the list. The Big Apple has a mere 141 breweries for its more than 8 million inhabitants. Wondering how many are in the Twin Cities? The number presently is at 90.
Your audience is waiting for you. The house lights have gone down. The orchestra's begun the score. You've got to come around. A little stage fright has its uses. Put it into the play. There's no more time to make excuses. The thing is underway. Get a move on. Let's go. Get a move on, it's time to start the show. Every soul here knows the feeling, they started just like you. Some play the Vic and some play Ealing, you do what you've got to do. No one asked to be here, the accident of birth makes the time that we spend free here take it for all it's worth. Get a move on, let's go. Get a move on, it's time to start the show. Your audience is waiting for you. The house lights have gone down. The orchestra's begun the score. You've got to come around. Hear the people cheering for you. They want you to succeed. Give it your best and they'll adore you. It's practically guaranteed. Get a move on. Let's go. Get a move on, it's time to start the show. Get a move on. Let's go. Get a move on, it's time to start the show.
That was MAS member Paul Vance with Get a Move On. Paul grew up in Bloomington, where he played guitar for dances and other social gatherings. While in college, he did the coffeehouse scene in Colorado, North Dakota, can't be too many coffeehouses there, Wisconsin, and Minnesota. After college, he earned his living as a professional celloist for 22 years, returning to Minnesota, where he is now professor of music at Winona State University. He's an active songwriter, member of the Nashville Songwriters Association International, as well as MAS. And he's even played at the Bluebird Cafe in Nashville. Imagine that. Did you know that Beatles producer George Martin was a celloist? Well, as I mentioned earlier, Larry Cease's first group was called Mort Plank Four. We all had a first group. Mine was called the Tremadons. And our next artist, Bob Muscovitz, first played in a group called the Maltese back in 65 and 66. Here's Bob with his contribution to this evening's show titled There's a Train.
The train coming down the tracks, heading into town. You can see the smoke from miles away, tumble down. The kids all dream to hop aboard to find out where it goes. It doesn't matter east or west, but where the wizard blows, it rolls into the station, takes on water, coal, and mail. Conductor shouts, "All aboard, it's time to hit the rail." There's a train getting out of town, lantern lights the way. The boxcar doors are open, giving hobos place to stay. They dream to find a better life, where the tracks may end. It rattles, clatters through the night, the whistle blows, and then it rolls into the station, takes on water, coal, and mail. Conductor shouts, "All aboard, it's time to hit the rail." Iron horses from the past, icons of the rail. Wooden cars and red caboose, bringing up the tale. Memories of yesteryear, my grandpa told me so. He recalls the rumble and that lonesome whistle blow. It rolls into the station, takes on water, coal, and mail. Conductor shouts, "All aboard, it's time to hit the rail." You can see the engineer and a person tending coal. The steam and smoke and power from this real dynamo. He looks just like a wildfire across the prairie, sea to sea, climbing mountains, over bridges, and the past that lives in me. It rolls into the station, takes on water, coal, and mail. Conductor shouts, "All aboard, it's time to hit the rail." There's a train coming down the tracks, heading into town. There's a train coming down the tracks, feel that rumble sound.
Minnesota Association of Songwriters actually got their start as an organization called the Minnesota Songwriters Association, founded in 1979 by John Bennett. Between 1980 and 1984, MSA conducted monthly songwriter showcases at the Extempore Coffee House near the West Bank of the U of M campus on Cedar Avenue in Minneapolis. These were very well-run showcases on a stage complete with an MC. Many songwriters got their first performing experience there and credit MSA for encouraging them to perform their original songs live on stage. They taped each performance on an old reel-to-reel recorder. Remember them? These tapes have recently been discovered and transferred to digital CDs, which will be on loan to anyone who wants to listen to them, but not for distribution. Eventually, MSA morphed into the Minnesota Association of Songwriters, which we like to call MAS. And we'd like to congratulate the newly elected officers, President Mary Keeley Falk, Vice President Tom Engelhart, Secretary Mike Rudquist, and Treasurer Kevin Bowen. Up next on our All-MAS show, a very tender song titled Till the Stars Come Down by Kim and Steve Wolf.
October winds bring change, each season shuts a door, while opening a window to new promises that wait in store. But in this world of change, you and I stand strong. You are my beacon, and I know I can't go wrong. I will love you till the stars fall down. I'll be here till the spinning world stops spinning round. Mountains may tumble and the moon fade from view, but till the stars fall down, I will be with you. Time is like a river, flowing on soft and strong, bringing joy and some goodbyes, some tears that linger on. But while nothing stays the way it is, love stands apart. Time may change its mind, but it will not change my heart. I will love you till the stars fall down. Till the spinning world stops spinning round. Mountains may tumble and the moon fade from view, but till the stars fall down, I will be with you. If the rivers were to turn into dust, storms may separate others, but they can't come between us. Till the stars fall down, I'll be here till the spinning world stops spinning round. Mountains may tumble and the moon fade from view, but till the stars fall down, I will be with you. Till the stars fall down, I will be.
Her parents report that as a baby, she lit up like a light bulb when an opera started to play on the radio. Her name is Vicki Morrison Goebel. She's from Baudette, Minnesota. And at age 16, she taught herself to play simple guitar chords so she could accompany herself when she sang. In college, she majored in vocal music and spent much of her free time playing guitar and singing in the dorm lounges with her friends. Oh, remember those dorm lounges? Well, today, Vicki is the founder of Northern Minnesota Songwriters, and she holds meetings regularly, I think every 3 months, in Bemidji at a place called The Cabin, and the next one is going to be either on January 12th or January 26th. I'll keep you posted on that. They start at 11 o'clock, and you, of course, can bring your guitars or instrument of choice and entertain the group. There's 42 members so far. You can find them on Northern Minnesota Songwriters on Facebook. And excitingly, Vicki just released her first CD titled, appropriately, Better Late Than Never. Here's the first cut off that CD titled, Wall Seeker.
Everywhere
So here I'm 50 minutes into our show, and I realize that I don't have the expensive studio mic turned on. Instead, I've been recording all along on the computer's El Cheapo microphone. So if I sound like I'm in a tin can, that's why. Deeply, deeply apologize. I'm going to have to make sure I don't make that mistake again. Our next song is off of a CD released by MAS member Leslie McKee with former member Jeff Sutherland under the moniker Dummy Beats. Although I don't know if the group actually performs, Leslie, of course, can be seen singing and playing harmonica for the Roxy Hall Band, an all-woman horn band that plays monthly at a popular St. Paul venue. I had the honor of hearing Leslie sing a couple times down at the State Fair, and she is dynamic. She's also done a couple of CDs with John Lyell under the moniker Life As We Know It. Those were released in 2010 and in 2015. Here's the Dummy Beats featuring Leslie McKee on vocals with When the Love Has Left Her Eyes. You're listening to Homebrew.
When the love has left her eyes and all the fire's gone, she won't waste her time, she'll be moving on, 'cause she's had enough time to decide. She doesn't want to live your life, so just accept the fact that she's not coming back, 'cause even if she's wrong, she's still right. When the love has left her right, when the love has left her right, when the love has left her eyes and all the damage done, you're running out of time, you're only losing ground, still for all the wrong reasons you'll stay. Just turn around and walk away, 'cause you can't change the fact she's never coming back. She knows all too well you'll never change. When the love has left her right, when the love has left her right, in spite of how you feel, you're okay, you'll be okay tonight, you can start a brand new life, just get yourself on track, and don't you dare look back, and one day you'll surrender the pain. Left to right,
Hey, why should you join the Minnesota Association of Songwriters? Well, that's simple. A mere $35 a year gets you monthly meetings with speakers and song reviews from August through December, monthly songwriting craft workshops, professional music workshops, Songcasters videotape sessions at CTV North Suburbs in Roseville, live showcases, virtual song evaluations, video gallery of member performances, jam sessions, networking and collaboration opportunities, gatherings to exchange information and resources, and your own artist profile page on their website, mnsongwriters.org. And if you live far out in the state, you can still enjoy many of these things that are recorded and featured on the website, and you can do song evaluations via email. What more could you ask for? Well, folks, I didn't get it done for last week, but I did record my new Christmas song titled The Day After Christmas. Gonna play it for you now, and thank you for listening this evening. Don't forget, whether you're talking music or beer, shoot for quality over quantity. We'll see you next week on Minnesota Homebrew, and stay tuned for the Gypsy Outlaw radio show featuring the Jensen Sisters here on KSRQ Pioneer 90.1. See you next week on Minnesota Homebrew.
Now the hubbub is over for the holiday craze. We'll be eating this turkey for the next several days. And my credit cards are getting a well-deserved rest. You can tell it's the day after Christmas. Those holiday movies have met their demise. George Bailey's happy, Ralphie's got both his eyes, and Kevin's whole family is finally home. You can tell it's the day after Christmas. Granny's hungover, now it's all over town. I spiked the eggnog and she guzzled it down. The tree lights are unplugged, the presents are gone. Santa's deflated out on the front lawn, and the FedEx gal's standing at my front door. You can tell it's the day after Christmas. If Christmas is passing, gives you dismay, it's only 364 days away. Walmart is open, all the old prices fell, and the Salvation Army stopped ringing that bell, and they're now making displays for Valentine's Day. You can tell it's the day after Christmas.